Good morning, and welcome to Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor, a 30-minute discussion centering around the latest news and programs at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, America's friendliest airport. We promise you we won't fly off the handle or fly by the seat of our pants. We just want to share timely information so that your next visit to Sky Harbor is a positive experience. Here is a classic song, a very wonderful but kind of sad ballad. Eric, hit it.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness.
Well, if you guessed Vincent by Don McLean, you are right. That's a clue to today's trivia questions. When you play that song, call 602-273-8870. If you're the first caller with the right answer, I'll send you a nice gift package from America's Friendliest Airport. I'm David Ramirez. You're listening to Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor. You know, we have talked about the Phoenix Airport Museum. They're very proud of the different exhibitions and collections of work they have. And in fact, right now we've got an exhibition in Terminal 4, Level 3, West End. It's called Revealing Portraits. It showcases the work of two artists in particular, and we have the privilege and the honor of having one of those artists here today. It's Deanne Melton. Hi, Deanne.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You drove all the way from Tucson. God bless you. Thank you so much. But you know what? I think it's time to give a gift away, a nice prize away. Go ahead.
Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills. In colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand.
All right, guys, that's your cue. 602-273-8870. Be the first caller to correctly answer this airport trivia question. All right. How many pieces of art does the Phoenix Art Museum have in its collection? All right. Pretty simple. How many pieces of work, of artwork, does the Phoenix Airport Museum have in its archive? If you think you know, 602-273-8870. Be a winner like Jim Pollock last week was one of the winners, along with Sharon Bellinger, I believe, and Barbara Boxer. So good luck, folks. Okay, Deanne, Revealing Portraits, what will people see when they look at this exhibition?
They'll see life-size portraits that I painted from live sittings. There's eight portraits that mm-hmm. they'll see in eight watercolors, small ones.
Who are these people?
Well, one is an actress, which was an unusual one for me to do, and the rest of them are artists.
Hmm. And why choose peers of your work? Why?
Because it's a world I know about. I wanted to do portraits, and I took advice from a creative writing teacher that I had years and years ago that said to write about what you know. Well, I decided to paint about what I know. And I love the studio. I love art. Mm. I love painting sculpture. And I wanted to paint about it. Mm. And it gradually grew where I painted not only collectors, but also some curators.
Have these works been shown in other museums or galleries?
Yes. There were 12 that were shown at the Tucson Museum of Art. And there were, in 2007 at the Roswell Museum, they showed 25.
Hmm. You know, you mentioned that these portraits are work of people you know. But there are also some clues in the background. Fill us in.
Well, what I did is I went to their studios to paint them, and their artwork was often in the background, so I decided that I would start to paint the paintings, their paintings or their sculptures, in the paintings so that it would tell a story about more who they are.
Hmm. So it reveals the paintings reveal a side of their personality.
Yes, they do, but it's also their working process. Hmm. I wanted people to know that I'm not just painting people that are sitting in a chair, that these are, I wanted to portray the art world like I know it. Hmm. Like the social occasions that I have by visiting other artists in their studios. It's a magic air of mystery to go into somebody's studio and try to put together why they do what they do.
You mentioned that you have these people sit in and pose. Are all your paintings of people that are posing, or do you paint portraits from photographs and images?
No, I didn't paint them from photographs. And the reason I didn't is because I wanted to be able to talk to them, to find out more about their history of how they started to do the art that they do. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have that into the character of the person. I thought it would make a stronger portrait if I could feel the person in there. And sometimes mm-hmm. photographs don't give you all the information you need. Even visually, you can't always, it just doesn't work right when you try to paint from a photograph, or not for me.
Deanne Melton is our guest today on Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor. She is a Tucson artist whose work can be seen at Terminal 4, Level 3, the West End. It's part of an exhibition called Revealing Portraits. And if people want to see some of your work, do you have a website, Deanne?
Yes, I do. It's deannemelton.com.
Can you spell that slowly? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's deannemelton. Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking about your work, and you mentioned that the work that you craft, really, they tell a story. There's a story behind each portrait.
Yes, they do. And I could, do you want me to start talking about a portrait?
You mentioned one in particular that was about this Native American,
yes.
a little large gentleman who, you go ahead.
Okay, his name is Dean Narcho, and I asked him if I could do a portrait of him and if I could put some of the paintings in the background, and he said, no, absolutely not.
Well, because?
Because he told me he needed me to put his santos, or his religious icons, back in the background. So that he said he has to fight evil every single day, and he needed the santos behind him, even
santos,
in the portrait.
Santos is a Spanish word for saints. Go ahead.
Yes. And so we went out to the reservation in Tapawa. And in his bedroom, he had one wall completely full of the santos with red plastic roses. It's kind of centered on the wall, tucked behind in the frames. Well, he said, we went, and I had just enough room to put one leg on the floor, and a knee on one corner of his bed, and my easel, because the canvas was 65 by 45 inches. And he sat there stiffly. And with his arms crossed over his chest, and I thought, well, okay, I guess we'll try this. Because I don't pose people. I respond to how they sit.
And you don't tell them, look, put your hands this way, tilt your head that way.
No, if they get into what looks like a natural position, or I'll ask them if they can hold it. And so I said, so I didn't say anything, and I thought, well, he's just going to be rather stiff. So a few minutes later, I was sketching in my... When I started painting, I grab some oil paint on a brush and I just do a line drawing. Well, he started relaxing and relaxing until his head tilted over and he was more comfortable looking. But also that he had a red crown, a crown of red roses over his head.
Kind of like a halo.
It was just wonderful. And to have the santos behind me, it was just very fitting. So I went ahead and I thought, okay. So I grabbed my rag and I scrubbed it out and I did a quick drawing. And he stayed like that when he did pose. But he got tired. So he would go lay down on the bed. And while he was working or laying down, I would paint the santos. And then he'd get back up and pose some more. And he'd tell me a lot of stories about his growing up and about his tribe. And it was very educational and very interesting.
What tribe was he from?
It was a... Tohotam O'odham.
Interesting. Deanne Melton, she is our guest today on Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor. She's an artist just like Vincent Van Gogh. Speaking of Vincent Van Gogh.
How you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
Yep, guys, 602-273-8870, 602-273-8870. That is your cue to call in and guess correctly the answer to this airport trivia question. East Economy parking lot is the biggest parking facility at Sky Harbor. How many spaces are there to park at the East Economy lot? You think you know? One more time. The East Economy lot is the largest parking facility at Sky Harbor. How many parking spaces are there at the East Economy lot? 602-273-8870. Good luck. Deanne Melton is our guest today. She's from Tucson. She's got some work that's being exhibited in Terminal 4, Level 3, the West End. These are large, life-size portraits of individuals that she personally knows. They're actually peers. They're other artists that took the time to lend themselves to be painted by Deanne. Deanne, who is Deanne Melton? Did you grow up in Tucson?
No, I grew up in Lubbock, Texas. I got my bachelor's degree there, my bachelor's of fine arts.
Texas Tech?
Texas Tech. Hmm. And then I moved out here for the master's program.
At
the University of Arizona.
What triggered the interest going from Lubbock to Tucson? What was the attraction?
Well, I didn't really want to know where to go. I thought about Nova Scotia, but I wasn't sure that I was ready for Nova Scotia in the cold weather. Hmm. And a friend of mine said that I should go to Arizona to try Tucson. So it was really beautiful.
Did you know anyone there?
No, I didn't know anybody. I drove in without knowing one single soul.
I asked you this earlier when we were not on the air, but that is, were you as a young person, maybe later in life, inspired to pursue this type of work based on somebody's work? In other words, you know what? I really love Picasso. I like Van Gogh. I like Botticelli. Was there an artist out there that really lit your fire in terms of interest in art?
Not when I was young, because I started drawing when I was very, very young. I remember the first painting I did. I drug a piece of plywood out from the alley, and I painted some ducks on the water.
Huh. And you still remember that?
I remember.
How old were you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I was probably 6 or 7. And then, but I've always painted or drawn, and I did pastel portraits when I was really, really young before I went to school.
Mm. And now your specialty, though, are portraits.
That's what I really love to do. Now, I also do still lives,
right.
And I do other figurative work, which is just using the figure in different poses, and they're not formal portraits, per se.
What is the most difficult aspect of putting together or painting a portrait? The eyes, the nose, the hair?
One measure I use is when I get the initial drawing on, it's just a sketch.
Mm.
If I can't feel that person in there, it won't work.
Mm. And has that happened? Seems to me you can draw somebody out.
Not too often, but if it's not there, I have to stop and find out what's wrong, because it's not going to be worth pursuing the painting unless I can feel them in the sketch.
You mentioned, I think somebody falls into this category. You mentioned that you were doing a portrait of your husband.
Yes.
And he likes to sketch and does artwork as well. And you go ahead.
Okay. Well, I decided that since I'd lived with Jim, that I could take advantage and do a montage or many different images of him on the same canvas. When the center of this one large canvas, which was 65 by 60, 5 inches, I believe. Mm. I wanted to do his hands drawing. So I asked him to come upstairs and do some drawing. And I started sketching it out, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't make the hands work. And I thought, just stop. Okay. I'm going to just don't move your hands. So he held his position. And then a couple minutes later, I said, nope, this doesn't work either. Just start drawing again. And I found that there's a rhythm of drawing, a rhythm of painting, that if you can get into it, you can paint that subject. And so I was able to get his hands in, but I had to get used to the movement and be able to flow with him. And, you know, I found that with some of the images in the background, it's really difficult to portray other people's paintings because I don't think like that.
Mm,
it's not my style. It's not what I do. And there was one man I painted who did a pointillist type of painting in the background.
What? I'm sorry?
Pointillist, little dots, various dots of color until he builds it up until there's an image there. Well, I took it at my painting home, and I was trying to paint all these little dots, and I thought, this isn't going to work at all.
That's kind of funny.
But the same thing happened. When I kept going, I found that there was a rhythm, and I thought, oh, this is what he likes. So every time I painted somebody's painting in the background, I got a better sense of how they thought and how they worked. But I can't do it again because it's not me. It's not how I think.
Hmm. Deanne Melton, very, very interesting, profound observations here. Yeah. Thoughts. Deanne Melton is an artist from Tucson. She drove up here to talk about the collection of work that's on exhibition right now in Terminal 4, Sky Harbor, at Terminal 4, Level 3 on the west end. These large life-size portraits that you can see. And if you can't make it out there, go to our website. What that website again is?
DeanneMelton.com.
You can see some of the work that she's been doing. And has this been your career your whole life?
Yes.
Hmm.
it's what I've wanted to do my whole life. My grandfather and my grandmother wanted me to prepare to teach, and I didn't think I had teaching skills at that time.
Patience.
Well, it wasn't just patience. It was more communication. I was much more introverted. I didn't think that I would teach very well. So I just decided this is what I wanted to do, and I just kept painting.
Good for you. You know what? You remind me in some respects of Vincent van Gogh, who's I think I hear him right now in the background.
Blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined.
All right, guys, 602-273-8870, 602-273-8870. Be the first caller to correctly answer this airport trivia question. When is Sky Harbor offering its next discount parking and terminal garages? I'll give you a clue. It's during the holiday season. When is Sky Harbor offering the next discount parking option for terminal garage parking? You think you know? 602-273-8870. Deanne Melton, as I mentioned, is our guest today. She is one of two artists whose work is being displayed in Terminal 4, Level 3 of the West End. It's called Revealing Portraits. These huge life-size portraits of folks in this, at least in this case, that are peers, people that she actually knows. But one thing that I find interesting too, Deanne, about you is that your family are also artists. In particular, you mentioned your husband, you were painting him as he was sketching. He is an artist as well. What does he do? Portraits?
No, he does landscapes. He does true landscapes of the land. He also does what we call industrial landscapes and urban type landscapes.
And you mentioned that he will be having a display of work being unveiled very shortly.
Yeah, November 1st is the opening of his show at the Mulvane Art Museum in Topeka, Kansas. And that was also the place where he took his very first art class when he was 7 years old. So it's a really wonderful experience for him to go home, so to speak, and have this big show.
The compatibility, you both are artists. How does that, is there a chemistry there? Is there a rivalry, a collaboration of sorts?
Well, we're comfortable. We both chose this lifestyle, and we've talked it over before we really married that we wanted to live this way. And so we've made decisions that help us both to keep working. And I think we both respect each other's artwork.
I cannot let the time go away without mentioning Miracle Max.
Yes, Miracle Max is a children's book that my daughter Ellen and I wrote about her horse, Max. And Max was a grandson of Secretariat. Well, he was bitten
Secretariat, the Triple Crown winner of the 70s,
yes,
for
right.
real.
But Ellen rides dressage, and Max loves dressage. But he was bitten July 29, 2005 by a rattlesnake, and the vet wanted to put him down, and he survived. And my daughter found a way to help him get through his days by playing the harp to him. So the children's book is about the persistence and the love that she has and the music that helped him to get well.
Can people order this book or see this book online on your website?
On Amazon.com. And I've got it in English, Spanish, and German.
So where do they go? Just Amazon.com and then put in your name or her name?
You could do that, or you could just type in Miracle Max on Amazon.com.
Deanne, your work is being featured over at Sky Harbor Terminal 4, Level 3, West End, as I mentioned before. Do you ever worry or ever concern that the person that you're painting says, you know what, that's really not me? Or does it even factor in your thought processes?
It doesn't when I'm doing it, because the intensity, I've just, like I said, when I do that sketch, if I can feel them in there, then I know the painting's going to work.
Let me ask you this, and I'm sorry to interrupt. How long does it take an average portrait to become a reality?
Well,
and maybe it varies.
Typically, I just do two sittings. The first sitting is to sketch it in and start to make color notes, so to speak. And the third one, I do the face and the hands and whatever. But there are some people that I had trouble with that were very generous and posed longer for me. James Davis, who's a pretty well-known painter here in town.
Yep, I see him.
And I had trouble getting his face right, so he posed several times. The other incident was Jim Wade, who's also a painter that shows here in Scottley at the Bentley Gallery.
Hmm.
And that was a real interesting problem for me, because when I did the face, I thought it was perfect. I took it home. I started putting one of his paintings in the background, and his face was lost.
Oh.
It was weak. It was too weak. It couldn't hold up against the vibrancy of his painting. So I had to go and redo it. And so that was a surprise to me.
Deanne, I see that your work really features a wide array of folks. You have middle-aged folks. You've got men. You've got women. You've got young folks. You've got older folks. Is there a certain age group that's easier to portray and paint than others?
No, there isn't. I originally started with people I knew that came to our house because I thought they were the ones to start with. And then gradually, I would just ask somebody, once I could see the painting in my head, then I would ask them to pose.
Mm. You've got one in here about, who's Albert? Albert,
yeah.
You have dogs in the background.
Yes, he paints his dog a lot in a lot of his work. And so he posed for me, and his little dog was sitting between his legs. So I just painted the dog, too.
And he was okay with that? The dog, he wasn't?
No, he just stayed there.
Deanne Melton, she's our guest today. She is one of two artists being featured in an exhibition called Revealing Portraits. It's on display right now at Sky Harbor, Terminal 4, Level 3. On the West End, and you will be impressed. Even if you're not an art lover, if you don't know anything about art or think you're not cultivated enough to appreciate the finer things in life, look, go out there. You'll be impressed. If you're going to drop somebody off, go to Terminal 4, Level 3. This exhibition is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and totally free. You can just check it out. And if you can't make it to the airport, go to
deannemelton.com.
And spell that one more time.
It's DEANNMELTON. ELTON.com.
Okay. You know what? I think I hear Don McLean.
Free. They would not listen. They're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
I does. That is 602. 273-8870. Be the first caller to correctly answer this airport trivia question. It's easy. You know, we have 5 pet parks at Sky Harbor. The newest one just opened not too long ago when the Phoenix SkyTrain station opened at 44th Street in Washington. Give us the name of the pet park at 44th Street and Washington. Okay, it's the Phoenix SkyTrain station at 44th Street. Give us the name of the pet park there. 602-273-8870, 602-273-8870. Good luck. And remember to leave your name, telephone number, along with your answer. You know, we've gotten calls in the past where people blurt out the answer, but they don't give us their name or their phone number. You got an area, you know, 4 million people. It's kind of hard to track you down. So please leave your name, telephone number, along with your answer, and we'll get back to you, just like we did with Jim Pollock. He was one of our winners from last week. Deanne Melton, as I've mentioned throughout the show, is our guest today. She's from Tucson. She is an artist whose work is being displayed in Terminal 4, Level 3, the West End, called Revealing Portraits. The other gentleman is a gentleman named John Dawson. Do you know John?
No, I don't, but I have seen his work around, but I don't know him.
Mm. You mentioned earlier that you've been drawing all your life. You don't. It wouldn't be fair or accurate to say that you pattern yourself after someone else that people would know.
No, but there's been artists that have influenced me
right.
That I like Franz Hall. I love his marks. I love how it doesn't matter that they were done centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
I go and I look at his marks.
His what? His marks.
His marks. The way he puts the paint on.
Huh.
His brush stroke.
Even today, it does something for you.
Yes, it does. Because he can say so much with a single brush stroke.
Huh.
And then there's Velázquez, who's, as far as being has a lot of figurative paintings. He's the positions they're in, the lighting effects on the figure. He was amazing.
Mexican artist?
No.
Spanish?
Spanish.
Velázquez. Sorry. Deanne Melton, as I mentioned, she is our guest today. We're talking about Revealing Portraits. It is an exhibition that she is being currently featured at Sky Harbor. It's being currently featured at Sky Harbor, Terminal 4, Level 3. Have you had a chance to go out there and check it out?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Oh, Deanne, you've got to.
Well, I thought I had to travel.
you is there other work that can be seen here in the Valley or other museums?
No, that's
so
just here.
Do you, have some in some Tucson galleries at the moment?
No, I don't at the moment.
Mm. Do you have some in other states at the that have been on display?
Well, at the Joseph Garrett Gallery in Tulsa has handled my work. Jan Cicero was one of my big gallery dealers for years and years in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and she has retired.
Hmm.
So,
Deanne, let me ask you this. Let's say that somebody is looking at a piece of art that you've done. It's on display at Sky Harbor. Let's say people say, you know what? I like that so much. I'd like to have a copy, or I'd like to buy that. Is that an option?
Yes, they can, but they can contact me on the website.
Okay. And the website again is
DeanneMelton.com.
Okay. If you are an artist, you said that as a kid you were an introvert. If there is something that would surprise people that if you revealed, what would it be? That you are a premier Scrabble player, that you are...
Oh, I used to ride a unicycle. I still ride a unicycle.
Really?
Does that do it? Does that surprise you?
Yeah!
I have my unicycle I got in the third grade.
And you can still ride it?
I can still ride it. I can't... I'm not as brave as I used to be, because I used to be able to go backwards and bounce up in the air and turn around. But I don't do that anymore.
It seems to you would have to be ambidextrous to do that. So you got to have some
good balance.
Yeah, well, good coordination as well.
Huh. Yeah.
It's kind of funny because you mentioned that you are a unicyclist, but you mentioned that dancing, is that one of your strong suits?
Nope. Mm. I'm not very coordinated that way, but I guess I've balanced enough to go forward.
All right. Deanne Melton is our guest today. And if you get a chance, go to Terminal 4, Level 3. Check out her artwork. It's part of Revealing Portraits. And we're going to see you next week. Bye-bye. Take care. Stay cool. Bye.
You just listened to Airtime with Phoenix Sky Harbor. If you have any comments about this show or would like to suggest a future topic, please call us at 602-683-3800. Thank you and have a great week.